This is Lydia Johnson, joined today by an American Star Farmer finalist from Wisconsin, Emily Mackis. Emily, just to get started, what does it feel like to be a Star finalist and to receive your American degree?
It's an amazing opportunity. I come from a really small town with kind of just a unique project, so I never really thought this opportunity was for me. And just seeing how my hard work is paying off, is just really excited to be here.
So to get to the Star Farmer finalist position, tell us a little bit about your projects.
So I have a rabbit tree back home. It's my small animal production and care entrepreneurship proficiency. So I raise rabbits. I started when I was 8. I just had one rabbit, and now I have over 100, which is crazy to me to see how many I've gotten over the years. And I have 4 different breeds. When I just started out, it was just showing at county fairs, kind of just learning about it. And now I'm showing at state fairs and then shows around the nation for national shows. And my show placings have improved from like middle to end of classes, county fairs, to now topping national shows, which is amazing. And then I also sell some of my smaller breeds to therapy pets with kids on the autism spectrum, which has been an amazing outlook for me. And then also, besides showing and selling for that, I sell meat as well. Human side is more just like brats, whole rabbits and jerky, and then I also sell raw dog food as well.
What originally sparked your interest in rabbits?
I just was excited to get something of my own when I was little, and my family's more like dairy and crops, and I liked rabbits, so just got one for my birthday and then sparked that.
You mentioned there's quite a few different markets for your rabbits. Do you want to dive into some of those markets for us?
Yeah, the dog food one has been a big market lately. Rabbit meat has a lot of nutritional value, and it's also kind of what they would call a neutral meat, so like dogs with sensitive stomachs can eat it as well. And also, like, it helps with their fur, it's easy to digest. And also for me, on a seller side, you can use the whole rabbit for profit, which is really nice. And then you can sell the meat, and then also dried ears and legs for dog treats, which also have a lot of nutritional value.
You mentioned that you also have some rabbits that go to children on the autism spectrum. How did you identify that group to connect with, and what's the process you go through to do that?
So I had someone in my class who had autism, and they were wanting to get a pet for him just to see if it would help with school and concentration. And he loved rabbits, and I had a rabbit that was all white and had pink eyes, and it reminded me of his grandpa. So that just instantly fit, and we saw how awesome he was doing in school. He would take it to school in a baby sling, and it was just awesome to see his concentration in school, his behaviors. They were amazing at school, so I just kind of by word of mouth dived into that, and it's something I want to add into my future career.
Well, that's amazing. What are some of the biggest achievements that you've seen in your project?
On the show side, I would say I topped Arba Nationals, which is a show that has like 20,000 rabbits at it, which was really amazing for me because it was a homebred rabbit as well. And then on like the application side in 2020, I was a winner for my proficiency, and then just being here has been an amazing experience as well.
What do you think are some of the biggest skills you've taken away from your involvement?
I'd say some of the biggest skills are just definitely learning how to be hardworking and dedicated, but also just making those relationships and communication skills that I know will help me in my future as well.
And a big component of being a star is also receiving your American degree. What's the significance of receiving this degree?
It's a big significance. It just helps me realize that I brought my project to the top, and getting awarded here is just a really amazing experience.
And you're from Wisconsin. Tell us a little bit about your FFA experience, maybe where you started and the growth you've seen in yourself since those beginning days.
You know, I started in middle school just starting out with Quiz Bowl and just having ag classes, and then as I got older, competed in LDEs, CDEs, and every opportunity I could just to grow myself. I definitely have seen myself become more out there, more confident in myself. I like to talk to people, make relationships, so that's definitely increased. But FFA overall, just it's helped me shape me into the person I am today.
And where are you at now?
I'm currently at Concordia University, Wisconsin. I just started grad school this year to become an occupational therapist, where I hope to use animal therapy in my practice.
Is there anybody that you'd like to thank today?
I'd just like to thank my family, my chapter back home, my community. Everyone has been so supportive of me, and they're all cheering me on back home. So just thank you to everyone who's supported me along the way.
Well, that is an American Star Farmer finalist, Emily Mackis from Wisconsin. Emily, congratulations again on this outstanding honor.
Thank you.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.